This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Okay. We're coming up on the weekend. Everybody's pretty happy, huh? I'm happy because Passover's almost over. I get to eat bread tomorrow night. Oh, my gosh. It has been the longest week. I tell you, I love religion. I think religion is fabulous. I think it, reminds us of history and, reminds us to, be thankful for the things that we have. But I got to tell you, man, this is difficult. This was a bad one. And I was pretty grumpy. Pretty grumpy this week, so I apologize. I'm not too grumpy because Avengers Endgame is coming out this weekend. So we're going to be seeing that. And, I got tickets. Oh, man. Yeah, I got tickets. I mean, I was online, and I was one of those. Well, I'm really big into the whole Marvel Avenger movies because I got two sons. And, even though they're, 19 and 16 now, they like going to the movie with their mama, which is kind of a shock. Right? Because mostly teenagers don't really like to hang out with their parents, especially their mommy. And, I don't embarrass the, do I embarrass the kids? I do. I embarrass the kids. But here's the thing. I'm not as embarrassing as my parents were. I think I'm way cooler than my parents. I mean, I still, every time I see them and, talk to them, it's like, they, and that's kind of loud, and it, resonates. But in a movie theater, I guess the reason why my kids are okay going to the movie with their mama is because it's dark, and so nobody can really see them with me. Again, as long as in the middle of the movie, I don't go, they, then, people know. But I've been really fortunate with my kids, and I think I figured it out. I figured out why my kids want to hang out with me, and it was the same reason I hung out with my parents when I was older. I pay. When we go to the movies, I pay. When we go to lunch, I pay. When we go to dinner, I pay. If they need food for lunch and, clothes, I pay. So they will go with me. But watch, as soon as I go, do you want to, handle this yourself, start building up a little bit of credit on your credit card. Oh, no, Mom. You know what? Yeah, I'll go by myself. I'm like, no, I'll go with you. I'll pay. Because I want to spend time with my babies. Anyway, Avengers Endgame made $60 million Thursday night. Its first night. That's the biggest opening night in history. This surpasses a record held by Star Wars, The Force Awakens. That made $57 million. In 2015. So Endgame's prequel, The Avengers Infinity War, that was the movie beforehand, right, with everybody dying, that made $39 million for its preview showings. And then it had the highest grossing opening weekend in history at $258 million. So my guess is Endgame's going to surpass that. And you can thank me, because I'm going to be, taking four people, my husband and my kids. We are blown away by the cost of ticket prices because we also got 3D. If you get 3D, IMAX, and if you go at night, you're almost spending like $20 a ticket. I remember when a Las Vegas show used to cost that much. So while the hype, well, we kind of get hooked. We really were given one hell of a cliffhanger. Cliffhangers work. Everybody says I should leave a cliffhanger for my show. No. I don't know if I have to really do a cliffhanger. But it's something that I think really kind of brings out your little baby girl, baby boy in you. We idolize superheroes, even though people are saying it's politically incorrect now and we need to get away from the kind of the macho Captain America and the buxomy, you know, Wonder Woman. We need, but, you know, it brings us back to when we were kids. And I don't know what it is, but, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, you know, those Superman movies, I loved Christopher Reeve and Superman. And he stood for good. You know, he fought evil. He, you know, protected the little guy. And it was just a real, real cool concept. You know, Wonder Woman, you know, ran around with a whip. I thought that was, you know, a good idea, you know, and I thought, you know, as women, you can make a guy tell the truth, right? If you use that lasso. It was like a lasso. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, because I remember my mom always told my dad that he was lying. And I'm like, well, if I have the golden lasso, my husband will never lie to me. And so, oh yeah, he lies all the time. I lie to him. Honey, am I losing my hair? No. Honey, do I look fat? No. You look great. You look sexy. Meanwhile, my kids are like, you guys lie. Golden lasso. Need a golden lasso. But, you know, one thing that doesn't sit right with me is look at the millions and millions of dollars that was made in just one day. Now, mind you, I think America's fantastic. I mean, look what's happening with Notre Dame. And look at how I believe they amassed about $1 billion in pledges for donations to fix the Notre Dame. So, you know, I mean, people do step up to the plate. But, you know, when you're still looking at all of America's issues and $60 million dropped in one day for a movie, a sequel to a movie, and we're going to probably close this weekend. Like I own Marvel. I wish. Close this weekend over $260 million. You know, I just wonder if we all need a little bit of schooling on what we could do with our money. I think we could do some really, really cool stuff. Now, everybody says, well, you know, that's why you pay taxes. Yeah, we pay taxes, but, you know, I'm still hitting potholes. I've been driving in a shoulder now for I don't know how long. It's barely there. I don't know what they're doing to the roads out here. And my kid still has to Google to figure out what's going on and how to do his math. So, I don't know. But if we could pull together $60 million on one day, and that's not even all of us. That's just people wanting to go and see a movie. You know, imagine what we could do when we really have some issues. So, I don't know, pretty cool. Now, speaking of issues, we got the opioid crisis, and I am so honored to have, coming up next, we're going to have HHS Regional Director Ed Heidig join us to talk to us about the opioid crisis. We got Prescription Drug Take Back Day, so don't be throwing those drugs down the toilet, guys. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the opioid crisis is not getting any better. And the latest numbers I'm being told now are 130 people in the United States are dying every day. And the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is working overtime, and they have, coming up tomorrow, Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, which I think will help a lot. And I'm so, so honored for our next guest. We have Regional Director Ed Heidig from the Health and Human Services joining us today. How are you? Thank you, Director Heidig, for joining us.
Good morning, Las Vegas.
Thank you. Yes, yes. You're up there in Sacramento, huh?
Yes, I am. I work in San Francisco. Today I'm working in Sacramento, and it's a big region, a sprawling region. It goes all the way from the Pacific Islands, Palau, to Window Rock, Arizona.
Wow.
Or Mesquite,
Hawaii,
Nevada, if you prefer.
Yeah, so you got Nevada, California, Arizona, Hawaii. Sorry about us taking the Raiders from you guys. We're really excited about that.
Hey, it's still in Region 9.
Yes, yes, that's true, that's true. Okay, so you guys have been honestly underappreciated with all the things you guys do, and your agency is working overtime. Can you tell us what kind of challenges you're kind of seeing right now with the opioid abuse epidemic?
Well, the opioid, as you pointed out, how many a day die from overdoses? 70,000 Americans die each year from the opioid overdose. It strikes in urban areas, it strikes in suburban areas, and especially in rural areas. And as you know, Nevada has extensive rural communities. So it's very important. This is an affirmative step that everyone can take. Go to their medicine cabinet, find the expired prescriptions, legal prescriptions, and take them to National Take Back Day. It's actually kind of point on this is DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, but mm-hmm. we partner with them, and it's a cool app that we have this year where you can dial in DEA Drug Take Back and put in a zip code, your zip code, and you can find the nearest Take Back Center.
You know, and that's really helpful because I can't tell you how many people are panicking that they have medications. And you're not supposed to dump them in the toilet. You're not supposed to dump them outside in your garbage can because the dogs can get to them, the cats can get to them, kids can get to them. So disposing of your drugs is really it's kind of a life-saving tool you need to learn how to do. And when people don't know how to do that, you guys have this service.
Not only do we have the service, but you can dial in. My sister lives in Henderson. I dialed in her zip code, and I found the nearest take-back center for her, 6 miles away. It's Henderson Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really easy application, and it's we would like to make Take Back Day every day because,
yes.
You know, people are busy. Maybe they're busy this Saturday, but this application, you can use it 365 days a year. In some of our states, the pharmacies take back opioids. Sometimes the police department, by law, will take them back, no questions asked. So there's a variety of different. This puts it all easy for everybody to find and discover and use. 53% of users of opioids start by using somebody else's. So
yes. This
is a good way to get a chunk of that out of the stream.
You know, it's true. I've heard of people dying and the family members asking for the narcotics of the people who deceased. It's such a frenzy. And by the way, Director Heidig, I like the fact that you have you said, you know, no questions asked. I'm going through menopause and I got a lot of old birth control. So when I go to the police department tomorrow to drop it off, I really don't want them asking why, you know, I'm going through menopause. I kind of lie about my age. All right.
And you carry it so well. I mean, the rest of us have to kind of limp through it.
Yeah, so true. So what else is being done about the opioid epidemic?
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services under Alex Azar, Secretary Alex Azar, has a five-point program of first pushing out treatment and prevention dollars that can, through the state of Nevada and other states, $1.4 billion a year, and that's, you know, to assist with, you know, offering medically assisted treatment and other wraparound services to serve, you know, those that have the scourge of addiction. Another issue that we have been pushing is extensive funding of Narcan and other opioid reversing drugs to first responders and families because, you know, every life is precious. And we can turn around addiction through this medically assisted treatment. So you can't help somebody recover if they've died from an overdose. Third,
exactly.
You know, we're collecting data of hot spots. So that we know where drug overdoses are occurring, so law enforcement and other responders can be alerted and focus on the treatment and intervention.
Absolutely.
And we're also looking for research of new pain treatment modalities, alternatives to opioid prescriptions. And then lastly, trying to dial down the prescriptions. I mean, if you're a dentist and you're offering 30 opioid pills to somebody, to a teenager that's getting their wisdom teeth out, it's important to try to find a happier medium. And we can do that. And I think in the last 2 years, drug prescriptions have gone down 20% opioids. So there's less out there. And then with Drug Take Back Day, we're trying to get those that are surplus out of the medicine cabinet into safe disposal.
That's fantastic. We're talking to USHHS Regional Director Ed Heidig. It's interesting. Yeah, my son had his wisdom teeth taken out, and the doctor offered ibuprofen, and ibuprofen did perfectly. In fact, he only needed a little bit and, you know, didn't need narcotics. When I had surgery, ibuprofen did better. We do have an issue with a lot of people not tolerating anti-inflammatories, but I agree. I think we have been over-prescribing. We're hearing in the news and in the media that the overdose deaths are rising, but there's actually a lot of gains that we've made in the struggle. You kind of touch upon what has happened positively with the opioid epidemic fight.
Yeah, and with this kind of this five-pronged strategy, we can see in Clark County, for example, last year or in 2017, 106 deaths, overdose deaths. In 2018, that went down to 63. So you can see that there's a change by having Narcan out on the streets. First responders can get to somebody suffering from overdose, reverse it on the spot, and then be able to give a warm handoff for follow-up treatment so that person can receive wraparound services, which include treatment and follow through.
Mm-hmm. And like, you know, with Demi Lovato, that Narcan saved her life. You know, having Narcan on hand has been huge. And, you know, thank you and the DEA for, you know, kind of spearheading, you know, that campaign. So, we're going to be, in the last minute here, anything else you'd like to say to our listeners and about what you're doing and Take Back Day?
Well, everyone can take this step to improve the life of others, and it's like, you know, what you have done on by being such an advocate on urging people to donate blood. We can take an affirmative step. We don't have to sit back and look at 70,000 Americans dying each year, but we can try to reduce that surplus that we don't need. They're expired pills. They should be safely disposed of. So take back your drugs that you don't need on Saturday, and that would be an affirmative step we all can take.
Mm-hmm. And guys, you could go to DEATakeBack.com, enter your zip code, because I know you all listen nationally. So anywhere in your area, there is a Take Back Day, so you don't have to figure out what to do with the medications. And by the way, rip off the labels and cross off your name so when you throw out the empty bottles. Regional Director Heidig, honor to have you. Can't wait to have you back. And please keep up the amazing work, and thank you and your team.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. These ball pits that these kids jump around in at birthday parties are crawling with pathogens. Let's talk about that nasty stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hunter hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
In a surprising move, National Rifle Association officials announced this morning that Oliver North will not seek a second term as president, as infighting and controversy have taken hold of the gun rights group's annual meeting. In a letter read by the group's vice president, North said that he will not seek re-election as NRA president and went on to attack the NRA law firm that filed a lawsuit against its leading ad firm. The letter said there is a clear crisis at the NRA regarding financial allegations. Hundreds of migrants illegally boarded a train known as the Beast in southern Mexico Thursday in a risky move aimed at transporting them to the U.S. border quicker. Border Patrol Chief Brian Hastings tells Fox News the number of migrants at the southern border has already surpassed all of last year's numbers.
440,000 apprehensions along the southwest border. We need a change in the current outdated laws that we're dealing with for this current demographic and this crisis that we have.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Yeah, how do you like that subliminal messaging? I'm making you guys listen to a song about somebody singing to somebody that they're pretty, so you guys think I'm pretty. Yeah, you like that subliminal messaging? It works. Do I sound pretty? No? All right. So, birthday parties. Do you guys remember what you would set up for your kids for birthday parties? Some of you guys still have younger kids. I remember with my kids, we would do Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese birthday parties were okay, but my kids hated the rat. Is it a rat or a mouse? I don't know. But they hated it. They were kind of scared of them. So they liked the games. But the tokens, we would go through tokens like nothing. And, you know, there was always one kid that kept asking for more tokens. And then when you say no, the kid would be like, wah! And you're like, oh, gosh, okay, let's do no more tokens. Token birthday party. So then we stopped doing the Chuck E. Cheese. And we moved to the, like, pump it up places, the bounce houses. And those were where they had those big bouncy castles, but they were like, they would, it really kind of a smart party idea. I think they still exist, where there's these big warehouses. And there's like, I don't know, 15-foot tall bouncy slides. And the kids run up and slide down the slide. And they get a lot of activity. They get a lot of exercise. They get really, really sweaty, unfortunately. So you got to have a lot of fruit punch. And then they get really buzzed on fruit punch. And they bounce around. And they do a lot of stuff. And then they eat a bunch of cake. And then they're super buzzed. We'd get pizza, too, because we wanted to get a little bit of protein in there. And then parents were hungry, and the parents would eat first. I didn't care. I'm like, parents, you know what? They don't even know what they're doing. They're still out of breath. Let's just eat. You know, because I would be, you work up an appetite watching the kids and screaming and yelling and, you know, making sure they don't hurt each other. But at most of these party houses or party places, there's these ball pits. And, oh, kids love them, especially if they're not colorblind, because they're real, real bright colors, and they're plastic balls. Now, as an adult, you're like, oh, I just want to fall in it, and you think it's going to feel like marshmallows. It doesn't. It feels like a bunch of plastic. But I never minded that with my kids, because kids like to roll around. They like to fall into something. They like to not always stand on their feet. And so if they're rolling around a big pit of balls, these colorful, pretty things, and, you know, and they're giggling or whatever, I'm fine with it because it's activity. They're getting away from the TV, and I'm a fan. Well, now we have a buzzkill. As a study published last month by the American Journal of Infection Control, says these ball pits are crawling with germs. I always wondered about that. I'm like, who is the lucky teenager that gets to clean each and every plastic ball with a sanitizer when there looks like there's over 2,000 of them? My guess is nobody's doing that. To conduct the study, researchers from the University of North Georgia looked at 6 different ball pits used in children's physical therapy facilities. There, the pits are used to provide stimulation to children with sensory and motor impairments. Probably because if it's a physical therapy facility, they have access to it. It's kind of, you really don't get a chance to grab one of the balls, you know, at one of these ball pits. I know this because my kids would want to take them home. And, you know, I'd be like, no, no, bad boy. And then they would, like, throw them at each other when we're all sitting next to the ball pit having pizza. They'd be throwing the ball, and then you get one of these balls in your pizza, and you're like, okay, now it's all contaminated. So to conduct the study, researchers from the University of North Georgia looked at these 6 ball pits, and at each ball pit location, researchers collected 9 to 15 balls from different depths. By the end, they found considerable microbial colonization in ball pits that were tested, including 8 bacteria and 1 yeast that could cause disease. Bacterial colonization was found to be as high as thousands of cells per ball, clearly demonstrating an increased potential for transmission of these organisms to patients and an increased possibility of infection. In total, 31 different bacterial species and 1 yeast species was found. So what specifically? Well, Enterococcus faecalis, the enterococci, that's stuff that comes from somebody's tushy. Staphylococcus hominis, like hominy grits, Staphylococcus hominis. Well, it's staph. Strep oralis and Acinetobacter, I think they misspelled that, woofy. Those were all, I know, just the thing that says woofy, that's enough to scare the heck out of me. All of which were human-associated bacteria that can cause nasty infections. Now, Enterococcus faecalis can cause endocarditis, septicemia, which is an infection of the bacteria in the blood, urinary tract infection, meningitis, and Staphylococcus hominis can also cause bloodstream infections. And it's reported as a cause of sepsis in the neonatal ICU. So some of you are like, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, wait, hold the phone. We've been playing in the dirt. We've been eating dirt. We've been, I don't know, sucking on rocks. eating bugs. I've eaten bugs, not on purpose, when I would drive my big wheel down the hill and my mouth would be open and my tongue hanging out and I'm all googly-eyed going, ah. You know, bugs would fall into my mouth and I would eat them, and bugs carry germs. Now, so the average person's like, okay, wait a second here. Why are we making such a big deal about this? We don't see these kids get sick. Well, do we? Do you guys ever hear in the news that some kid that ended up in the ICU had played in a ball pit a week before or 3 days before? Probably not. I don't think a lot of people are tracing that back. And if so, if it is traced back, does it hit the news? We don't get a lot of things that kind of hit the news. You know, the Streptococcus aureus, that causes endocarditis, which is an infection in the heart, can cause adult respiratory distress syndrome and streptococcal shock. Now, this Acinetobacter, iWoofy. I have never heard of that. I took microbiology decades ago. iWoofy. That's iWoofy. 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 Can potentially cause septicemia, pneumonia, meningitis, urinary tract and skin infections, and give you a bark. No, I'm kidding, no bark. So they say researchers also noticed that the physical therapy clinics studied may go days or weeks between cleanings of the ball pits. Well, things can grow within days. Mary Ellen Osterley, the study's lead author, said we found considerable variation in the number of microorganisms between the different ball pit samples. This suggests that clinics utilize different protocols for cleaning and maintenance, potentially representing a broader need to clarify and establish standards that reduce the risk of transmission. So you could bet your butt that people aren't cleaning these things that your kids are playing with. So here's the question. Does it matter? Are kids actually getting sick? Well, we don't know. If they're not, then they are being exposed to the same bacteria they would be exposed to if they played outside and played in the grass and played on the carpet, etc. My problem is we're having a much more sensitive generation now of kids who are getting, you know, peanut allergies, who are, you know, getting, you know, infections. And I don't want to expose them anymore to what they need. Now, people will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, look, okay, if we don't expose kids to bugs and pathogens, they're not going to prime their immune system. That's true. But trust me, when they sit down at the table to eat their pizza, when they walk into a public bathroom, when they go to school, they're exposed to enough, you know, pathogens. We don't have to add more insult to injury. But what this study does is, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer that, all right, you know, there's a lot of crap on these things, but I think what it reminds us is don't trust somebody else's cleaning. You know, I always kind of got annoyed when I would see friends take a look at, you know, plates when we would sit down at a restaurant, and I'm like, oh, please don't send the plate back. Please, it's embarrassing. You want to send the plate back. And if they have dirty plates, don't eat their walk out. That means they don't put enough care into your health if they're not going to clean a dish properly. So I think that, you know, just like with kids' safety, if this ball pit place, you know, really cares about kids, they would be cleaning up the balls. 1-877-DOWN-SALLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, guys. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jason writes, explain why I should go see a doctor. In the last 10 years, they are curt and rude and don't spend time with me. My nurse practitioner will at least smile. It's your fault you're being taken over by mid-levels. Okay, well, okay, I don't know where this came from. Don't know where this came from. Okay? I never said we're being taken over by mid-levels unless, you know, he inferred that we doctors think we're taken over by mid-levels. I don't even like to call them mid-levels. I love nurse practitioners and physician assistants. I've worked with them and partnered with them on so many things that I'm a huge fan. But, yeah, let's talk about this. There's a few things here. Okay, one, is your doctor rude? Two, what's the difference? Why see a doctor then at all? I'm hearing this more and more that nurse practitioners and PAs are showing more humanism, are spending more time with you than the doctor is. And, you know, I'm hearing about the variances in attitudes. Now, I try to always be nice. I try to always be sweet. I try to always, you know, make jokes because I love, you know, talking and, you know, talking sports and things like that. But when I'm busy, I'm not that chit-chatty. I mean, I'm going to be honest. And if I feel like I'm getting distracted with my history and I need to keep them on point, I may interrupt them. And that was something I was taught very early on. I mean, in medical school, you learn how to be humanistic. You don't ask rapid-fire questions like, all right, do you have fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and constipation? And the patient's like, yes, no, no, yes, yeah. What did you ask? No, you don't do that. Oh, are you having a fever? No? Good. Any chills? No. Okay. You know, you take some time. You document. You breathe a little bit. But sometimes, and I'll be honest with you, if I have a patient, you know, who comes in and says, you know, yeah, you know, I feel like I have the flu. Yeah, you know, I feel kind of achy and all that, you know, my, you know, chest hurts and, you know, I have a sore throat and I'm, you know, kind of tired. I go, okay, no, you know, tell me about your chest. Oh, well, you know, I think I have the flu. And I go, no, you said you had your chest hurts. Tell me about that. Well, my chest, it hurts. Now, you see, I didn't really seem that, well, rude, but, you know, I didn't seem that friendly there. I was like, whoa, you have chest pain? What? You know, I was talking to a patient who said, oh, you know, I got this horrible headache. I got a migraine. You know, and I'm sensitive to the light, you know, and do you have neck pain? Yes, I have neck pain. And so, you know, I'm like, whoa, wait a second. Okay, so you have neck pain? You're having trouble looking at the light? You have a headache? Do you have a fever? And I interrupted her when she wanted to kind of talk about the aches she was having. And, you know, rather than going, oh, gosh, you know, poor baby, man, I'm sorry this is happening to you. I'm like, I go, whoa. Okay, let me break this down. You have a headache? You have, you know, fever? You have light sensitivity? That I have to be worried about meningitis. And I have too many times seen patients inadvertently misguide the doctor because they talked about what they wanted to talk about. And this is very tricky. And so when I teach medical students, this is really, really tricky because on one end, you want to ask open-ended questions. You know, well, just like with your kids or with your spouse, you know, tell me what's going on. If you just go directly, you know, are you sad? No. Are you happy? No. You're not going to get much out of them. So you want to ask open-ended questions. But I've seen so many times doctors go the wrong direction because that's where the patient goes. But technically, the patient said a key symptom. And if the doctor didn't redirect and attack that symptom, they could miss the diagnosis. So I've seen so many times where I would pick up on one of the esoteric terms and I'm like, wait a second, you're actually nauseous? You're nauseous. End up, the person's having a heart attack. Or the person's going into diabetic ketoacidosis. And so, me as a doctor, I will get direct. Now, will that be construed as being curt? Will that be construed as being rude? I hope not. So if I'm ever with you guys like that, I'm just doctoring. And I'm doing a damn good job of doctoring. Now, that being said, you do have a lot of jerks out there. And you do have people that don't want to listen to you. They may rush to their diagnosis and be curt and rude. If that's who your provider is, you get a new provider yesterday. That should not be your provider. I don't care if they're a doctor. I don't care if they're a nurse practitioner. I don't care if they're a PA. I don't care if they're a dentist, an oral surgeon. Anybody who's a jerk to you, they don't have you as their number one priority at that point in time. And that you're not going to get the best care. Now, do some of you guys deserve us being rude to you? Yeah, some of you guys really do need a butt whooping. Coming on into the office going, I waited 20 minutes and I had to pay a $20 copay. But I'd be like, okay, you know what? Just shut up. Okay, do you want to see me or not? You can take a copay, you can leave. Do you want to see me or not? I mean, sometimes, you know, I'm like, look, I'm doing the best I can. Cut me some slack, Jack. But if you're just sitting there trying, I mean, if you are, and, you know, and again, I apologize for the wait, but, you know, if you're trying to explain your symptoms and they're cutting you off and you think it's pertinent and then you think they're going to jump to a diagnosis, like, for example, you could have a patient that comes in going, man, I feel achy and I got a fever and I have a cough. You know what? I think you got the flu. All right. Here's Tamiflu. I'm going to give you that. All right. Nurse has your discharge instructions. All right. Good luck. No, that should not be your provider. Because if you have a fever and you have body aches and you have a cough, the next question that doctor should be asking or that provider should be asking is, tell me about that cough. Is it thick? Is it getting worse? Are you coughing up blood? What color stuff are you coughing up? Because the reason why is your fever and body aches may be pneumonia. And it may not be the flu. So, nurse practitioners and PAs, they don't have the flexibility to be a little quick and curt and all that because many of them are employees and many of them don't hold the same rank as doctors do. That's just the way the system is. And so they're going to make sure their customer service is on the high side, a lot of them. Whereas a lot of doctors may be out there going, look, you know what? We're overworked. We have all these patients to see. I'm going to do what I have to do and move on. And I got to be honest, when I was an ER doc, I had to be kind of, you know, quick with people. You know, I'd be nice about it. I'm like, look, you know what? I got a gunshot wound and I got a heart attack over there. You know, are you stable right now? Is there anything I can do to make you comfortable? But I need to take care of this right now. Or is this something that, you know, no, I just need a refill of this. Or, you know, I have an ear infection. Can you look at my ear? And, you know, and so, you know, sometimes I had to be businesslike. But there's this idea that you guys don't have a choice anymore. You actually still do. You still do have a choice, and you can still fire your doctor or nurse practitioner or PA if you have to. But also realize that it is a very, very crappy system right now where you're not going to be able to spend an hour with your doctor. That's why there's concierge, there's direct primary care, there's a bunch of other opportunities out there. It's going to cost you. But with what's going on now and the way insurance is and the way we don't have enough providers for patients, yeah. And so sometimes if you want the more touchy-feely, you might get that from a nurse practitioner or PA. But hopefully, you know, we doctors do better. Great question, man. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.